Pimplekar, as was announced earlier, and Brother Babu Kunjaman has graciously stepped down to offer that brother teach us this morning. And all of you know, dear brother, he is not a stranger to anybody, but it's good to have him here and speak with us, Brother Babu.
Great joy to be here again after 3 years, and I'm delighted, unknowingly, I'm present at their 25th anniversary. When we were in Keraltal Assembly, some people used to pray that there should be an English Assembly where international presence will be there. Brother George P. John, myself, Brother John Ferris and others used to pray because a lot of heavy Malayalam was there. We used to come and just sit and worship, break bread and go. And now 25 years have gone by. I left 30 years ago, went back to India, and we were praying. And I'm delighted that you gather here, even though twice I visited you all. But now 25 years have gone by, and God's faithfulness with you. Raising you, strengthening you, and making witnesses in this part of Dallas. I'm also delighted to be here. I would tell that you heard the elections, and it is a scary part, but you know that God is on the throne. Unless he gives power, nobody can be elected and taken all the power of the land of India. But it is scary in this. In last their 5 years' time, they have murdered four people. Because people who murdered Gandhi is supportive part of that government. But we go on witnessing, not because our government permits, but God has sent us to be witnesses, and he will take care of his own. But do pray for us, that the gospel have access to all the castes, all the corners of our land. That's, as I mentioned. Then secondly, I have come back after 3 years. My son graduated with THM from Dallas Seminary. To attend his graduation, we have come over here. Secondly, I'm to speak in the Marathi Brethren Conference in Washington area next month. That's another occasion, and so we are also delighted and being here. We live in Pune. Last 3 years, we could not come. We attend Vishrantwadi Assembly, but God raised another assembly in the southeast part of Pune, and it is growing. Out of 12 families, 8 families are from Hindu background, and we mainly work among the Hindus. So thank you for praying for us, and it's a great joy for us to be there. As I was thinking, our brother stood up, and he mentioned the lamb. I thought my message, he will take it all. I was a little scaring because that's my theme that I was going to speak. They say that being brethren, we have a lot of things that delight us, and being part of history, and so many precious truths that our people have carried on. One of them is our worship, very theocentric and Christocentric, and others, very few of them, probably have no idea as well. Secondly, we all believe, very precious truth, priesthood of all believers. We all worship. When I became a Christian, I was baptized by Baptist people. But I thought, what I read in Corinthians, that somebody has a hymn, others has a scripture, somebody is praising, somebody is breaking the bread, that kind of church is no more. But in 1969, Brother J.P. Thomas took me to Bethesda Assembly, and I thought, hey, there is a church like that. And I joined them. And by the way, I complete 50 years being in the Assembly Fellowship. After 10 years after that, my wife and I felt burdened to come out in the ministry, and we are there. 10 years after being in the ministry, then I happened to come to Dallas Seminary and finish my 2 years degree. When I came there, I was in Carrollton. One Kerala engineer asked me, what is there in the Bible you studied 2 years? I didn't know what to tell him. I said, he's studying 4 years. Ask him. And Alex and there was another Dr. Maggi. They were doing a lot of heavy studies. So I said, I'm doing only 2 years. Ask him. But anyway, I have been still studying, and the study is not over. I think that proves Bible is the word of God. Nobody is master. We are all students. And that also gives me great joy. My second daughter and her husband, both are from medical side. They have gone back and serving the Lord in the city of Aurangabad, city assembly, which was planted by me and my wife with other believers, and now it's going on. And they are in that fellowship and serving the Lord. And so we complete 42 years in the Lord's service. God helped us to plant 10 assemblies. 8 of them are very nicely going on. Other 2 have problems. But I think problems show that we are living alive people. In the graveyard, no problems. Very silently lying down. Nobody quarreling with each other about anything. And that's how I'm very glad to be with you this morning. How long to? Okay. Now, I was thinking that in the whole world, of course, Noah's world, Noah's 3 sons spread out, and they established the localities and countries and like that. And I was just thinking that when they spread out, the people, especially South India, they came from Africa. Not all of them, but they did come. Because Noah's middle son, Ham, when the Hamitic people spread in the north, they became Jam and became Muslim. Their mosque is called Jama Mosque. When they came to India, Yach became Y, Yam. So our god of death in India is Yama. And all the colored people belong to that Ham. So when the Japanese people invented their first motorbike, they named Yamaha. Look at that. So you need to go into anthropological issues. Canaanite people had their god called, in English they call Baal, but in Marathi we call Baal. And you know, when you add G to it, it becomes Balaji. And now you can imagine, Andhra people carried Balaji to Tirupati. They are Canaanites. Look at that, spreading out throughout the world, but nobody is outside of Noah's family. We all are one. One physiology, one anatomy, one blood, all 4 groups go anywhere, and we are from one family. Other religions cannot claim that. By the way, there are 13 religions in the world. 2 are atheistic, like Buddhism and Jainism. So they don't have God. So remain 11 religions. Out of 11, Shintoism, Taoism, and Confucianism, they are only in Japan and China. So we don't study them about them much. So out of 11, 3 gone, 8 religions remain. But Judaism, Christian faith and Islam, they go to the Bible. They carry their roots from Adam, and they have to go back to Garden of Eden, these three. Then Hinduism has its roots to Persia. That's why Persians, Parsis, Vedas are depending upon them. But when Indo-Germanic people came to India, they carried the swastika. Half of Maharashtra will worship swastika secretly. Rest of the people have come from other part. Now, out of these 13, look at these four have the same roots. But Sikhism, Hinduism, and Lingayats have the same roots. Now, I come from Lingayats, and they are phallus worshippers. They worship God, Shiva, in the form of union of male and female together. They don't like to be called Hindus, but they are part of Hindus. Now, why I'm telling this? So that oneness of faith, and then I will turn to the Lamb of God. One more thing I like to mention. When I became Christian, my family threw me out of home within 1 week. But 10 years after my father became Christian, I baptized my stepmother 25 years after my baptism. More than 50 of my family have come to know Christ. Now, they were Lingayats, very staunch. They would not even touch the low caste people. But even being Lingayat, outside our house gate, at the gate, there is a small porch. And they kept one particular guard there. And they will, even though they were vegetarians, but every year or every third year or before the marriage of the eldest son, they will cut a lamb. But people have to be invited to cut the lamb. My people only will put their hands on the lamb and they'll put the blood to the doorpost. When I told my father that this has come from the Bible, see, maybe. And that particular goddess is called Maishamma, very close to Moses. Half of the Andhra people carry on. My people come from Andhra border. And so I could win my dad to the Lord. And this was one of them. Now, all other religions I mentioned, that they have no thought of being redeemed, being washed, being forgiven. This thought is not there. Because Jainism and Buddhism, they think being nirvana, finish, everything gone, once your physical body is gone and died, then you are just a part of the atmosphere. Other religions have their other things. For example, Hindus, they don't have a heaven because Himalaya is their heaven. Half of the Himalaya is Kailasha, those who worship God Shiva, and other half of Himalaya is Vaikuntha, those who worship Shiva, Vishnu, and Vishnu's what you call avatars or incarnations. Look at that. That's end of it. No forgiveness. But Vedas carried sacrifices till 8th century onward, became Ramayana, Mahabharata. Other things came, deities came, and sacrificing cow was stopped. Now, Brahmins in their marriages make a cow of wheat powder, put jaggery inside, and at the wedding time, they cut that cow because that have to have connection with the Vedas. But when I became Christian, after that, I first time met a Lingayat Christian coming to Karnataka, coming to Bangalore, and I was so eager, wanted to know how he became Christian. I said, Diwakar, how come you became Christian? He said, it's my dad who was a police officer and he was very troubled about his life. So he took 6 months leave and wanted to know all our books to have peace. And one day, the last book of Basveshwara, he was reading. And that book is Riddles of Basveshwara. But it does not end like Riddles. The book ends like this. All the religions in the world will come to an end. But the religion established by a carpenter will be eternal. And so this man was troubled, went to ask everybody, which is the religion established by a carpenter? And he will ask for book. One day, one of his Havaldar policemen told, "Sir, our Jesus Christ is called a carpenter." He said, "Bring that book, your book." And he first time got the Bible and he read Jesus Christ, the son of a carpenter, and whole family turned to God. I think God of heaven, God the Creator, has kept his footprints everywhere. If anybody is looking and searching for God, God is so great, he will be found. And he is so good, he will be accepted, appreciated. Because God has revealed himself through his son. Now, I have three things that I was looking that I might present to you. Then our brother sang a song that was the Lamb of God. Then our brother stood up and he carried on the further. I thought they will finish my message. But I have further things, three things to tell about the Lamb of God. One is the universality of the Lamb. Second is the prophecy and personality of the Lamb. And three is personal application of the Lamb of God. Now, as we have read, that right from the book of Genesis, we read when first time the two sons of Noah come for worship. That's given in the fourth chapter. I'm not going to read it, but it says like that, that Cain came with the farm product to worship God. But Abel came with a lamb. A lamb was brought, one lamb for one man. Isn't that wonderful? Salvation, so personal. Whether you come from Christian background or Hindu background, you have to have lamb offered, accepted from the Calvary. Like that man, Abel, took one lamb. We go further and it reads in Exodus, our brother read that part also, a lamb for a house. Our brother very nicely mentioned a lamb because it was very general. But then the lamb should be cut off at the, in front of the house. And a lamb for a house, and the blood was applied to the doorpost. And the efficacy of one lamb, just like for one person, and then here, one lamb for the whole family. So, as he mentioned, me and my family have been redeemed and we will serve the Lord. That's wonderful. Thirdly, we go further and it says the lamb for the nation of Israel. We have very middle chapter, Isaiah 53, and there it says that they carried him and he like a lamb. And all of us had gone away from God. And this lamb was brought and he was sacrificed. And the lamb for the nation of Israel. And that's why all the people of Israel as a nation, every year they had to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the annual festival. So a lamb for a man, person, a lamb for the house, that the household salvation, the lamb for the nation of Israel. And then we come to the New Testament. And we know that John the Baptist was baptizing there at River Jordan. And all people were coming, hearing his message. And we read in the book of John, Lord Jesus Christ coming from Nazareth. And he was also coming for baptism. When John the Baptist saw him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that carries away the sins of the whole world." Isn't that wonderful? A lamp for one person, a lamp for the household, a lamp for the nation, and the lamp for the whole world, the universality of the lamp. When I was a Hindu, we have our specific gods to be worshipped. I knew my father became Christian believer, but I didn't know my mother, whether she had, because she was in the village. When we sold our house, and there was a small temple in the house, and I could not sleep. What to do with the gods and goddesses? If my mother says, "Carry them to your house, and I want to worship there," what to do now? At 11:30, I could not sleep. I went to my mother's room and said, "Mom, what to do with the gods?" And I was shivering what my mother would say. My mother said, "Some gods belong to our forefathers. Call your uncle and let him choose whatever he wants to carry. And other gods who are made up of gold and silver, sell them to the goldsmith. Then other gods of other metals, you also sell them. But gods are made up of wood and stone, throw them in the river." And I was so delighted. Even though my mother did not understand, 11:30, I said, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." And very peacefully, I went to bed because I understood my mother has also trusted in the Lord. See, the Lamb of God for one person like Abel, and other person rejected it. Cain had the same opportunity. A Lamb of God for the house. Other houses in that Egyptian community, they rejected. They didn't have him. The Lamb of God for the nation of Israel, only one nation took him. And the Lamb of God available for the whole world. Behold the Lamb of God. The personal, very individual, family, nation, and the whole world. Because there is only one Savior. No other name given among men, named Jesus Christ, whereby we could be saved. Only one name. Only one name. That is the universality of the Lamb. Another part that I want to go is where the Lamb is mentioned first. We do not know what they cut in the Garden of Eden. I told yesterday while talking to our people, the Supreme Court judge, Mr. Sawant, is retired and he lives in Pune. And one of our Christian lawyer works under him. And Mr. Sawant sent a message telling that I have few questions about religion. Do you know somebody who could know Hinduism and also Christian faith? And this lawyer invited me to meet. But that judge, he said, "I have only 15 minutes. And where to sit? In his car. How long? From his house to the court." That was very limited time. So I went there. And you know, he asked me very first question, where humanity first began. And I said, "Sir, what's your understanding?" He said, "In Africa." I said, "You are basing your assumption on evolution theory." He said, "Yes." I said, "Sir, that theory is not proved. The link between man and monkey is not found." And Charles Darwin withdrew his theory. And then he very slowly asked me, "What is your understanding? Where were they created?" I said, "In the foot of Mount Ararat." And immediately being judged, he said, "What is the proof?" I said, the garden where the first couple was kept, four rivers God created to water that garden. And two are still flowing. Our faith is very historical. Our faith is very geographical. Our faith is based on universality. See, you cannot say that. When I say Jordan, it is still flowing. Mount Ararat is still there. Then Galilee is still there. Look at that. All things. Hinduism, it is not like that. Long, long ago. We don't know how long. Personalities are not historical. Locations are not geographical. And gods and goddesses are just like human beings. They marry them more than one wife. They quarrel. They also have wars. They die. Their relatives cry. Now you can imagine it's not with the Bible like that. When Adam and Eve came out, I brought you up to Cain and Abel. But we come to the chapter 12. Abraham being called. And you know, when he was told to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah. And when they were going, son asked that question. Dad, where is the lamb? Where is the lamb? And father's heart was moved. But the answer is, God would provide. Now my second thing is, behold the Lamb of God, and we go beyond that, the Lamb of God prophesied. This was the prophecy, and it was made through prophet Abraham. First time God would provide. No idea how God was going to provide. But we know, being we look back towards Genesis, and God provided the Lamb of God. And the prophecy was fulfilled immediately, physically. But we know God provided the Lamb for the whole world, and we have it in Genesis. Irrespective of caste, irrespective of colors, class, or cash, or anything, we have the same Lamb of God being prophesied. Secondly, as I mentioned, and we read also 12th chapter, we have the Passover festival, and it says, carry the lamb, keep it for some time. It should be meal, it should be pure. Brought it, observed for 15 days, and then cut right in front of the door and put the blood to the doorpost. Lamb of God typified. It's used as a type. And those who haven't received the gospel yet, majority of my people in Andhra Pradesh, Reddies, and even Padmashalis, and even my people, they secretly carry on cutting the lamb at their house entrance and putting the blood. The type. Now, type how long to go till you find the actual one. And when actual one is presented, they need to accept it. Otherwise, it will remain a type. For example, somebody is engaged. Photo is given to each other. But after marriage, photo has no more value. They come face to face. But if the bridegroom carries only the photo and not looking at the girl, that will be a funny thing. He has already come. The lamb is no more in type. The lamb is actual. But actual things has to accept it with understanding. My wife and I, we were visiting Israel. And when the Sea of Galilee came, the lady said, everybody was taking baptism. And I was also just swimming in that part. And she said, do you like to take baptism? I said, I already had as a believer. She said, but this is Jordan River. I didn't know what to tell her. I just said, if you call John the Baptist, I might take you. But otherwise, being a believer, one baptism, I already had it. Then we go further. As we read in the book of John, that I already mentioned that when he saw the Lamb of God, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away." Limited or unlimited, let the theologians discuss that. But the Lamb that takes away the sins of the whole world, the universality, but above all, as Lamb is prophesied in Genesis, Abraham prophesied it. As the Lamb is typified, Moses showed it. But the Lamb is also identified by John the Baptist. Now it's already identified, nothing hidden. No secret agenda. The Lamb is openly proclaimed. Anybody can have it. That's how the Lamb is identified. Then we come to Isaiah, of course, that it says that he was spat upon, hit upon. But when we come to 6th and 7th verse, it says that all of us like sheep had gone away. But he and all of us, our sins were put on him. And like a lamb, he kept his mouth shut. When I first time read, I actually came through a Sermon on the Mount. And when I first time read, how could this be? This is very different from other gurus and swamis and gods. And I had never heard. I was 16 years old. I had first time heard that there is a person called Jesus Christ. First time heard that there is a book called Bible. And first time heard there are people called Christians. Before that, I had never heard it. So when I read that, I was looking for the person who said it. And you know, God is so wonderful. Next day, when one of my classmates did not come to the hostel, I said, "Hey, Narayan, you are not coming to our hostel." He said, "I'm no more Narayan. My name is John." I said, "What happened to him? How could he, Narayan, became a John?" And then he told me his story, that his whole family has become Christian. And within 1 week's time, I heard the gospel. 6 months' time, I bought the copy of the Bible and started reading. In 3 years, it took for me to accept Christ because it was too good to be true to begin with. But when I found it is true, and I accepted him. And when my father heard, he came with a guru. Two of my teachers, two of my relatives came to my place where I was staying in Ambezogai, where I was in high school, senior high. And my father was waiting with five, six people. And when I came to them, he said, "We hear that you became Christian." I said, "Yeah." "How did you become?" I told the whole story, my search. And then he said, "Look, we have this much land. Half of it belongs to you. Your mother has kept some gold and some money. That whole thing belongs to you. We have three buildings in three different villages. Half of them belong to you. But if you say you are Christian, you will not get anything. Think twice." I quietly said, "I don't go on shouting on the road that I'm Christian. But if somebody asks me, I will say I belong to Christ. Whether you give me the property or not, it's okay." My father kept quiet. But you know, when my father was dying, I said, "Dad, why did you accept Christ?" My father said, "When you were ready to lose so much, I thought through. My 19 years old son, why he is ready to lose so much? In that religion, there must be something." And then my father was ready to hear the gospel and after some time came to know. Of course, when my father, before dying, gave the keys of all our property, everything, because my father died and with last injection, he became alive again and told he is worried about my siblings. One was 18 years old, one 16, and my sister was only 10. My father said, I'm worried about them. I said, Dad, I'll carry them to my house. I'll take care of them, educate them, find jobs for them, give the property share to them, and I will find life partners for them. I'll do it. My father smiled and said, I'm sure you will do it. And he became unconscious, next day died, and I fulfilled. And the result, my mother died as a believer. My two brothers have, with their families, now they are in the our assembly, Aurangabad assembly. They have come to know Christ. And many other aunts and uncles and cousins have come to know the Lord. You know why? The Lamb of God that was crucified. We have no other sacrifice, only the Lamb of God. We could sing nothing but the blood of Jesus. No other atone can carry. Secondly, and I would stop here, the Lamb of God, look at that, Revelation chapter 5, and it says, verse 6, you know what, they were gathered, and as we know all, that from Revelation chapter 3 and chapter 4, after that, sometimes in between, the church is taken out, raptured. That's why after fourth chapter, we don't have mention of the church on the earth. And in chapter 4 and 5, the scenario changes to heaven. They are all gathered. The thrones are sit there. God is seated on the throne. The Lamb is beside that. And they are singing to the Lamb. And it says, glory to the Lamb. The Lamb of God glorified. And by the way, it says nothing but the Lamb of God. All nations, all families, all tribes, the whole universe gathered there and singing to the glory of God. The Lamb of God, verse 12 says, the Lamb of God magnified. And then we read that in 19th chapter, when Christ comes back again, and we are told up to the chapter, 19th chapter, verse 9, the marriage of the Lamb of God is over. And then comes the scenario, Christ coming back. Christ coming back. The horses are mentioned. Very, very successful. Very, very victorious. Today it was mentioned, the Lamb is the victorious one. And not only that, in the chapter of Psalms 110, the Lord told my Lord to sit at my right hand. And we all know that first word Lord, all four letters are capital. That means triune God, God of heaven. But the second Lord is, only L is capital, rest are small. That means the Lord Jesus Christ. But if all four letters are small, that means some Lord of England, you know. Otherwise, these two Lords, so precious, the Lamb of God, satisfied. Because he comes back and rules Jerusalem being the capital. And 1,000 years rule to wait for. What a thing. We have looked back and we have Calvary, the Lamb of God slain. Look back at our salvation, the Lamb of God received in the heart. And then look forward, the Lamb of God seated on the throne, and one day he is coming. Now, what a thing. Lamb of God, the universality. Personally, one person, one Lamb. One family, one Lamb. One nation of Israel, one Lamb. And for the whole universe, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. One thing I wanted to mention, but its time is up. But it says, Lamb leaving Jesus as he walked. What a dignity, what a personality. What a gracefulness. But the Lamb that was slain, it is a Lamb slain. The blood struck for salvation. And finally, the lamb roasted with fire. First, living lamb for examination. Secondly, the slain lamb for emancipation. And thirdly, the lamb roast with fire for enjoyment. Not only looking back at the salvation and testifying, but daily living, being feasted upon the person of Christ through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit, through the fellowship of the saints. And yet, only one program, look to heaven as we go on witnessing, the Lamb of God is coming, because he is no more not lamb that was slain, like slain, but he is also lion. My son, when he bought his house here, there was a statue-like thing, lamb and lion. My daughter-in-law very much wanted to have that picture, but the house owner was also a believer, and he said, I will keep everything as it is, furniture and curtains, but this lamb and lion I am going to carry. So, finally, the Lamb of God for salvation, because it is slain, but the Lion of God to rule in Jerusalem, and we look forward. May this thought encourage all of us. We have not only past, we not only present, but we have a future as Christian believers. Thank you for having me. God bless you. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, thank you and praise you as we sit in your presence. Wonderfully, the Spirit of God inside. Christ with us being Emmanuel, and God of heaven, God the Father being with us all. And we could say in the changing world, if God be for us, who can be against us? And so, Lord, the lamb for me as an individual, the lamb for my family, the lamb for the nation. We may not be a political identity, but the nation of believers, whole universally identified, because all the believers in the world, irrespective of caste, color, or class, or cash, we have the same Lamb of God. We thank you for him. What a lamb we have that we can feast every day and live a life waiting for him to come to rule the world, and even now seated at the right hand of the Father praying for us. What a joy, somebody representing us in heaven, on the earth, inside our hearts, and a protection, provision as we witness in this world. Thank you, Lord, that this assembly completes 25 years. What a joy to be gathered around thy table, and as we sumptuously feed our souls upon the Word of God, go out and witness. That's the only program we have, personally, family-wise, and as an assembly. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen them, bless them, and let this assembly stand like a lamb on the mountain, so that all others will be attracted towards the light, because Christ himself said, I am light of the world. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, worship you, adore you. Ask these things in the worthy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.